podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Tony Cotti, and you're listening to the We Are West Ham podcast.
Right, hello everyone, it's Will. I'm stressed. It's Friday lunchtime, 1 p.m. I've just booked my return flights to Dortmund after that Europa League quarterfinal draw. We got by Leverkusen. It's one of those, really. Glad we avoided Liverpool. By Leverkusen, I haven't lost the game in any competition all season. However, I did tweet immediately after the draw off the podcast account, of course, that you'll all see. Carabag conceded four goals. Carabag scored four goals against them. That's all I'm saying. If Carabag can score four against them, they're obviously beatable, aren't they? Anyway, stress aside for a minute, I am joined by another man, a fan favourite on the We Are West Ham podcast, to look ahead to Sunday's Premier League match against Aston Villa. Tim Warwood, sports journalist and huge villain. One of our favourite guests, as you know, on the West Ham podcast. Tim, it's lovely to have you on. I was at Cheltenham yesterday. I've got a bit of a headache. I feel a bit bleary-eyed. The stress of the draw did my head in. I was delighted to have avoided Liverpool. And then I did that classic thing. I went through three different airlines and kept getting right to the end and going to press click and pay to try to book the flights. And then the charlatans know there's loads of West Ham fans trying to do the same thing. So they kicked me out of booking and ramped the prices up yet again.
Do you know how you've got to do it? Well, you know, you've got to do it. You've got to do it incognito, mate. You've got to load up a Chrome browser, fire up incognito mode, and then they don't know that you're looking. And that's how you book it.
It's a bit late now.
Oh, sorry, mate.
I've just paid through the nose to get to Dortmund, which is about an hour away on the train.
Mate, you could literally hit a good 9-iron from there, couldn't you, to Dortmund? It's only over the river.
Exactly, mate. Well, listen, look, as we record on Friday afternoon, Aston Villa will learn their fate probably while I'm on the podcast after your thumping, resounding 4-0 aggregate win over Ajax on Thursday after it appeared the wheels had fallen off. I just want to quickly, I appreciate I've been doing all of the talking and haven't let anything
easy
so far, but I do just want to let everyone know, right? I text Tim earlier in the week and just said, hello, mate, how are you? Are you about on Friday to have a chat about the weekend's game, right?
Yeah.
This is before Villa have beaten Ajax. This is after their 4-0 humping at home by Tottenham. Tim replies, don't. The wheels have well and truly come off. Captain suspended. Christ, we're losing it. But yes, I'm around Friday.
Mate, but, you know, I'm a classic Villa fan there. Ever the pessimist. Wheels are coming off. We're doomed. We're getting relegated. I can't remember what I was telling, but basically the funny thing was, I think we'd just done earlier in the through the Christmas period, was it? We beat Man City at home. Then we beat Arsenal at home, just about. We just scraped that one over. And as we're walking home, the WhatsApp groups come alive, and the WhatsApp chat with the one with my Uncle Ron, also a favourite of your podcast too. It comes alive, and Wayne perks up. Bearing in mind, we'd beaten City and then Arsenal, and his entry into the WhatsApp group was, lads, we're on 39 points, one more and we're safe. Which I think sums up us Villa fans so perfectly, really, is that, you know, with everything going on, having such a flyer of a season in the position that we're currently in, it's one blip. It's okay, losing to Tottenham the way we did, that hurt, to be honest, but it is the classic, the wheels are coming off, this is it, this is the end, and we dared to dream, and, you know. But, mate, last night did the world a good for us. Like yourselves, we got across the line. We're through to the quarterfinals of the Europa Conference League. And it was a brilliant European night at Villa Park.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. I mean, you know, beating Ajax, what a pedigree that is. No slouches, decent draw away, obviously. And then, almost mirror image of ours, a resounding thumping in the home second leg for you guys. Who are you hoping for from the draw? I mean, we'll hear the result. I don't even know who you can potentially get. Have you got anyone you've got your eye on?
I think it's the I'm always the classic. It'd be nice to just beat the big guys, wouldn't it? But it's, I guess, Fiorentina, Fenerbahce. Just trying to have a look out. Who else down there?
Obviously, we beat them in the final last year. Fenerbahce, yeah, that'd be nice. Bit of a dodgy away day, that, though, isn't it? Fiorentina would be great.
No, well, exactly. Yeah, Lille.
Lots of trouble.
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Bruges is nice, isn't it? Club Bruges.
It's very nice, mate. That's the one you want.
Trip. that's the one we do want. Yeah, you get there on the train as well. You can literally get there on the train from here as well. So
lovely little Eurostar. Right, listen, Tim. Look, I mean, you did have that iffy result against Tottenham, but it's a brilliant time to be a West Ham fan at the moment. Like, I'm stressed, but frankly, I'm going to watch West Ham in a European quarter final in a month's time or whatever, and you know, I couldn't be happier about that, quite frankly. Our third quarter final for a year. You're going great guns in the Conference League, and even better in the league. You know, we're doing pretty well domestically, despite what a lot of our fans might tell you. We're seventh in the league, you lot are fourth, you know. All conquering Ange Postecoglou and the best thing since sliced bread and God's gift to football. Can't even get his team. I know you did lose for them at the weekend, but still behind you in the Premier League, albeit with a game in hand. As I assume you're feeling good, particularly now, like you say, that the threat of relegation is probably behind you.
Yeah. I don't think we're going down this season, which is nice. But no, it's been one of them. It's been really good. Obviously, losing at the start of the year, in the start of the season, we lost Mings, and then it was doom and gloom, and we were battered by Newcastle. Where are they now? And you know, it's just it has been one of those brilliant seasons. The results kept coming, and we dared to dream, and we were nearly top of the league for Christmas, but not quite. And couple of dodgy results, and I think all clubs have them. And you know, losing, we lost. Was it 2-0 to Sheffield United? We should have beaten Man United as well. That was one of them. And you know, couple of dodgy results. Lost to Forest as well. I think we lost 2-0. And you know, you kind of go in now thinking, oh, what if we'd have got those results, we'd be in a better position. But like you say, as it stands now, as a Villa fan, given this at the start of the year, where we are now, you'd have chewed people's legs off to be in this position.
Of course, so you would. Of course,
it is brilliant. We were a bit unlucky last night. We lost Ollie Watkins to injury. He's cut his leg open. So we'll have to wait and see.
Is it bad? I was sort of reading some stuff saying he might make Sunday, but you think it's a bit soon?
Well, I don't know. It's funny because Leon Bailey after the game they interviewed obviously Unai after the game, and he said, oh, well, it's just a cut, so it should be available. And then they went, now we've got Leon Bailey. Leon, did you see Ollie? He's like, oh, it's terrible. The two contrasting. And I'm kind of leaning a bit more towards Leon, really, because I think players are definitely, they're not as good with the old poker faces as the managers, are they? But
If it is a cut, then they're also probably not as good as with the stitches or the magic glue as the doctors. So perhaps perhaps the prognosis is okay. Flying, of course, this season. Yeah, so what's your general feeling at the moment? Like with the season in the stage it's at now, you're still in Europe, of course. What's your main focus? What do you want from the rest of the campaign?
Rest of the campaign, I think it's just definitely Europe again, at least. Champions League would be a dream, wouldn't it? I mean, could you imagine that? Mate. A top four finished would be...
Well, there might even be top five will get it, mightn't it?
Exactly.
Coefficient and all that.
Yeah, I've not been across too much of that. In fact, Leverkusen were losing at one point yesterday, weren't they? And it was looking... They scraped through.
So now, they've got West Ham in the next round, mate. So I wouldn't expect to see them any further in the competition.
There we go. So top five would be amazing, wouldn't it? Champions League. I mean, that would be the dream. I think, you know, finish with a flourish, end on a high, some good results. We play Liverpool actually last game of the season. I mean, how good would that be to ruin their party on the last day of the year? Last day of the season. So, yeah, I'd like to think we can get it across the line, but we've lost John McGinn. That horror tackle. horror slash amazing tackle on Sunday, which
I know, it was brilliant. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Loved it. I do think it's one of those where it was like a yellow and a half, like an orange card. But yeah, I suppose that's just the way of
a yellow and a half.
It was great. Yeah, proper Sunday league hack.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, he was rolling back the years, wasn't he? There, he was back in. He was back in Scotland with that tackle.
No,
but that's going to be. He's going to be a huge loss. I mean, Diego Carlos as well. Our centre back was up and down like a yo-yo. He was lying down and rubbing his knee, and then he was back up, and then we didn't know if he was going off as well. So, injury wise, we're looking pretty thin on the ground. I mean, I know every football fan says it, but we are really, you know, we've had four ACL injuries to quite literally our four best players this season. So, I mean, hopefully Ollie's not out.
Who's off on the injury list then?
Mings, Emi Buendia, our little wizard, Kamara, Boubacar Kamara, who's had a brilliant year. Who's the other one? Or maybe it's just three, and I was thinking it was going to be four last night. But Ramsey as well has been kind of hit and miss a little bit with injury. He's been there. And then Luca Dean, who I think has been brilliant this season. Him and Matty Cash kind of going toe-to-toe for that position. But I think he's nursing a bit of an injury as well. So,
yeah
I don't know. We are just a bit thin on the ground. And, I'd like to just try and get through these next couple of weeks. The trouble is, of course, as you stay, the longer you stay in Europe, the more games you play in. And it's one of them, isn't it? Bit of a double-edged sword, really.
Yeah. We found that in the last couple of seasons. I mean, our league form was terrible last year, so it didn't really, once we were safe, it didn't really matter what we did in the league. It was very much all focus on Europe, and obviously what an amazing end that had. But that Europa League season, the one before where we got all the way to the semis, even with that, like, I think after we beat Lyon away in the quarterfinals, I don't think we won a game in like any competition for the rest of the season. And that was like April or something like that.
Blimey.
Just that. It's just like the squad was too thin to sustain a high level across all competitions, just ran out of steam a bit. And it was very much like limping over the line. It felt, but what happened then, just briefly before we look forward, what happened against Tottenham? Obviously the Ajax was a great way to bounce back. Or was it just a sort of one-off flash in the pan? Were they just better? Were you rubbish or both?
I always hate football fans that say we were rubbish, because it's, you're kind of like instantly taking the credit away, aren't you, from the other team? But we were rubbish. We really were. We didn't play. The thing is, when you look at like the games that we've played and where we've dominated and how we've dominated and the style of play, like we're all of a sudden become a passing team, and we can play out from the back. We've looked comfortable. We've got the wingers that are prepared to take players on, and we just had none of that. Leon Bailey, I don't think Leon Bailey ran with the ball the whole game. Matty Cash was rubbish. You know, we were just a bit rubbish, to be honest.
Yeah.
We looked knackered. We looked tired. And I know that's a bit of a cop-out phrase, isn't it? But I just think we looked terrible. And sucker punch, conceding. And then they just, I mean, it was the floodgates had opened at that point. Last night, we started off last night against Ajax. Not too dissimilar, but it's almost like the goal just woke us up again. And then the second goal was brilliant. Obviously, the red card changed the game. But from there on in, we then started to play like we did earlier in the season, passing the ball around really nice, zipping it around, players giving options, players making runs. And I think it just improves the whole squad and the whole dynamic of the team, doesn't it? When everybody's kind of pulling, so cliche, when everyone's pulling in the right direction, but it kind of is really. It really
You're helps. A professional broadcaster, man. Know, what's all these like, pub level cliches you're throwing out? Yeah.
But yeah, hey, well, listen, it's just, I've got some breaking news. We're off to France.
Go on. You're off to France. Who you got?
Lille.
Oh, that's not true. You should. Confident?
I think so. We'll beat Lille, won't we?
Wow. I mean, the form you're in at the moment, I'd back you
Against anyone? Will you be going to both legs, just one?
Probably just the home leg. With my work, yeah, yeah. I'm away quite a lot anyway from the kids, so probably just the home legs.
Yeah,
but one eye on Athens. I'll try and go to Athens if I can.
Is that for the final? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have a look here. Fourth Lille are at the moment in League 1. They seem to be doing okay behind Monaco and Brest. I've every faith in you. 4-1, you walloped West Ham at Villa Park earlier in the season. Yeah. They made very light work of the Hammers. You were good there, we weren't. How you feeling about Sunday?
Always tough, isn't it, down there for us?
But
it just depends if Ollie's fit. We've lost the captain, lost Super John, so he's out. And obviously with Kamara out, no Buendia, trying to think who comes into the middle there to replace him. It'd be, I can never say surname, but we worked it out last night. Villa's first ever football player called Tim. I can never say his name. He didn't do too bad last night when he came on, putting a couple of good tackles. So yeah, hopefully he can step up. I think it's going to be down to the youngsters really to step up in McGinn's absence. But I would like to think we could sneak it across the line if we can.
If anyone's going to score in his absence, who's going to for you if Watkins doesn't make it?
Douglas Luiz. I mean, he's already banged in quite a few from midfield anyway. So he's definitely where the majority of our goals are coming from, with his assists as well. But John Durant came on last night and scored, the big Colombian. Yeah. He's as clumsy as a giraffe, to be fair.
Would he start if Watkins is out?
I reckon he probably would. We'd almost go a 4-5-1 kind of style, put him up the front.
Sure. I understand that Uncle Ron, an absolute favourite of the We Are West Ham podcast, is gallivanting round the world at the moment in the just exotic climes of Gibraltar.
Mate, just a bit. He's had a new camper van that he bought off. He bought off Auto Trader, so he's actually with my mom and my dad and his partner Sandra, and they are down in Gibraltar.
Excellent.
So no, I've not spoke to him actually for a couple of weeks, so I don't know. I've not got his thoughts. And then, of course, my West Ham supporting Uncle John.
Uncle John, of course, yeah.
Councillor John Murray from Walsall Borough Council. I've not spoke to him either. But I did speak to the lads that sit in front of me. So I've got Glenn that sits in front of me. And then we've got the father and son combo of Alex and Roy. They sit in front of me. And at half time last night, I leant over, pressed record on the phone, and I got a little voice memo for you from them.
Right, the boys are coming back out for the second half. We're currently leading 1-0. But let's be honest, as we hear it from the Holt, I'm with Glenn, Alan, Roy sit in front of me, and we're really thinking about the West Ham game, aren't we?
We are indeed. We're a little bit nervous about the fitness of Ollie Watkins, but if he's fit, I think we will. I think we'll teach West Ham a bit of a lesson. Maybe win 3 or 4 nil.
You reckon 3 or 4 nil?
Yeah,
Glenn, you're going, aren't you, on the weekend?
I'm going on Sunday.
Predictions for the weekend, mate. What do you think?
I think Watkins is big, and at the moment we don't know if he's going to be there or not. So. Yeah. So we know McGinn there, that's a big miss. If I'm honest though, without Watkins and McGinn, I would take a point now.
You rarely say that. You never say that.
Rarely say that, but those two are massive. If Watkins is fit and if we get the midfield right, then we can nick a 2-1, I think.
All right, 2-1. Finally, let's go to the big man, Roy. Predictions then for the weekend?
2-2, Tim. 2-2. Yeah, 2-2. We won't win, we won't lose. 2-2, nice and easy.
All right. And let's just say Uncle Ron's not here.
No, but Agent Bowen, he'll be with us this beginning of next season.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Oh, I don't tell them that. They'll be devastated. All right, thank you, lads. And up the Villa. Come on, big second half. Here we go.
Up the Villa.
Absolutely sensational stuff from the lads there. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I would snap your arm off for a draw at the moment. I think that's what I'm going to go for in my Betway charity bet this week. Bowen to score. I was going to have Watkins to score, but obviously I might tweak that to Louise now you've said it. And then a draw. I fancy it'll be a score draw of some sort. I say I fancy that. I'd be delighted if that was to happen. But Tim, look, it's been absolutely brilliant having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for the input from the guys. Have you got an idea, sort of a score prediction from yourself? And would you reckon Emery will play it sort of come right at us, or will there be a bit more sort of trepidation with if you have to make a few changes?
I think, yeah, if Ollie's on, we'll go for the jugular like we normally do. First 6 minutes will be wild and loose. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll settle into some kind of rhythm. But I'm with you. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. I do think Bowen will come up trumps. Our centre-backs could be, I mean, if Konsa plays, Pau Torres was awful against Tottenham. I mean, he's not put a foot wrong, but he was bad against Tottenham. He played good last night. So hopefully we get a good Pau Torres. And hopefully Diego Carlos is firing. But I think your man Bowen will get a goal. But I do think we'll get a goal too. And I also will go for Douglas Luiz for a goal. So yeah, I'm going to go 1-1.
1-1. Yeah, all right, mate. Fair enough. Listen, Tim, I love speaking to you. And I really love Aston Villa as well. Like, if West Ham went bust, obviously Southend are my local team and they're the only other football team I'd say I really love and I want to do well. But if West Ham went bust, I'd definitely support Villa, I think. Bit of a long way and I wouldn't be able to have a season ticket, but I'd definitely support Villa. And it's brilliant seeing what you're doing this season. Just quickly, Tim, before you go, that's what I meant to ask you. What are you making of all these sort of stories around financial irregularities and all that sort of stuff? And are you worried about that?
With who? With the Villa?
Yeah, it seems there's been a few suggestions recently.
I've got no idea. To be honest, it's one of them, isn't it? I just don't know who's spending what or what's going where or what's happening. I've got to be really honest. I've not heard too much about it, but you look at the likes of your Evertons and your Forests and Man City. Like, how can Man City have, what is it, like 200 cases again? Yeah, I don't know how many. 115 cases against them or currently in the pro. I mean, it's just all a bit weird, isn't it? Who knows?
Yeah, very much so.
Will we ever
totally
know?
Agree.
Will it ever be
quite. Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, you see all the tweaking they're doing to the Champions League at the moment as well. All the formats there, everything just feels a little bit more rigged and getting a bit more boring. But Villa flying in the face of all that this season, with West Ham, to be fair. You sort of obviously more so domestically, both of us going great guns in Europe. I do wish you all the very best for the rest of the season. Tim, not so much for Sunday, but I think it sounds like we both just take a draw and call it a day. But look, Tim Whirlwood there, a sports journalist and top Villa fan and top man, of course, as well. Thanks to the lads who sit around Tim in the Holt end. You're in the Holt, Tim?
Yeah, L5. Yeah. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, well, thanks very much. Regards to Uncle Ron as well. Do you know when he surfaces again from the deepest depths of Gibraltar? Do give him my regards and our regards, the regards of everyone at We Always Have. Good luck for the rest of the season beyond
you too,
Sunday.
Mate.
Tim Whirlwood there, chatting ahead of the Aston Villa game in the Premier League on Sunday. I'm going to go 2-2 as well. Just quickly read out the Betway charity bets. Of course, we get our charity stakes, £50 each, me and James get to have on a three-legged bet ahead of every one of West Ham's Premier League games. Any winnings that I get go to the Bobby Moore Fund, and any winnings James gets goes to the DT38 Foundation. James has gone for both teams to score, Jared Bowen anytime, and over 2.5 goals. Another boring one, but he's desperate to get his first win in of the season. And I've initially gone for Watkins to score anytime, Bowen to score anytime, and draw. I'm going to tweak that now on Tim's advice and change Watkins to Louise just in case he isn't back. Thanks for listening, everyone. Load of stress by Leverkusen it is in the Europa League quarterfinal. At least it's not Liverpool, that's all I'm saying. And if Carabag scored four against them in two games, West Ham United, with pragmatic Dave in charge, can certainly score four and limit them and end this whopper of an unbeaten run. We're still massive. Up the Hammers. Speak to you soon.
Hi, this is Tony Cotty, and you're listening to the We Are West Ham podcast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.